And now I'd like to invite Peggy to come up as we share for you a moment for mission.
Hello, buddy. Hey, Toad. How you doing, buddy?
Miserably.
I'm sorry to hear that, Toad. I must admit, you do look a little miserable. Want to talk about it?
Talk about it? Talk about it? What is there to talk about? What good is talking anyway, when everything is doom and gloom
and hopeless? My goodness, friend, what is doom and gloom and hopeless?
You? Me? The world? We're doomed. Don't read the papers. Don't you spend hours scrolling through your devices. Don't you turn on the television news. All is lost. All is misery. There are people without housing. There are people without enough to eat. The people in power don't care about the regular folks. There are wars. There's global warming. There are tribute bands impersonating Engelbert Humperdinck and Leonard Skinner, the Palestinian hero.
Now, come on.
A weary world is still mourning the death of Jack Klugman. What is there to be happy about? We are doomed.
Kind of like Jack only. I see. Well,
there is a lot going on in the world. And it does break one's heart.
And the worst part is that we are helpless. I can do nothing about it. You can do nothing about it. We're doomed.
Well, I'm not sure if we are helpless.
Don't you remember what Pastor Tom said?
Don't say it.
Don't say it. Don't say what?
Don't say we can prick. If I hear someone say our thoughts and prayers are with X, Y, and Z one more time, I'm going to lose my mind. I want to do something.
Well, buddy, praying is something. Praying makes a difference. Thoughts and prayers can change a lot. And just on a side note, 1 week ago,
today, I had to say goodbye to my beloved turtle. And when I got back to my swamp, I croaked my guts out for 3 days. But, and there's always a but, I received thoughts and prayers in cards and letters and words of comfort and heart emojis. People care. And it's why I'm sitting here today, not in a puddle of tears.
The thoughts and prayers really work.
They work. And don't you remember? Well, you had to have surgery for that wart. You had your wart taken off.
Pray for you in church. Your heart felt lighter.
Yes.
It is true. Thoughts and prayers do work. But I just don't know how to do something else. I want to do something.
I know. We've all been where you are. And I'll be there again, too. If light and the overwhelming, especially when you see to all the needs in the whole world. But, and it's all well, we all can do something. There are many ways to help. The best way to help somebody is to help somebody.
Sure.
There are ways right here in Crutchaw Valley you can help.
Well, thoughts and prayers?
Thoughts and prayers, yes. But there's more. There's action. It's a call to action and opportunities for mission. Like right now, you could serve on the deacons. They have some great things planned for next year.
You might just read about it. We're going to partner with the local elementary school to help their struggling families.
We're going to partner with other churches to feed the hungry at the Blessed Valley Shelter and the East End Cooperative Ministry. We're going to send email reminders about when and where how people can help if they like. And you take all that doom and gloom and you put it in a letter. We could write letters to Congress. We could write letters to members of the church who might be hurting. There's lots of ways to reach out in love.
Well, that's really cool.
It really is. And the session is looking for members too. People can brainstorm about new ideas, how we can use the church to serve the community and people who can help work
with the many groups that are already using our facilities.
I had no idea.
Yes. And if you want more information, you can talk to Pastor Ing. She's here somewhere.
She can put you in touch with the right feet.
Okay, I will do that. But I don't know, what difference do one little toad make? What difference do one little church make?
Dude, you are just one little toad. And this just isn't one little church. We're part of something much bigger, something that can't even stay in a building. It's the whole body of Christ. There's no wall. But even as one little toad, you can make a difference. Wherever you go and whatever you want, you can make a difference by reaching out in love to the person right in front of you.
Okay. I'm going to start by talking to Pastor Ing or Pastor Tom or Mr. Clip. He's in charge of the session.
That's a great idea, friend. Don't you feel a little bit?
I do. And with the gifts that God gave me and working with the children of God, I think I can make a difference.
Robert,
do you think I can do something about that old Engelbart Humperdinck Leonard Skinner tribute band?
Starts. Okay.
After dance on Thursday, I said to Peggy, you're going to do this thing with me and I got a hat for you. So it was great. But we do hope that if you're interested in serving on a board here at the church or in being a part of one of the many different ministries that we're hoping to continue and get involved in, just see one of our smiling faces and we'll